Hello. Welcome to this episode of One Single Woman. This is a podcast for single people. My name is Pip Brown. I am not currently partnered. I am not a wife and I am not a mother. I am living an empowered and independent life with my two rescue dogs, Haddie and Goose. Join me and my wonderful guests as I lift the lid on the societal pressures surrounding relationships, marriage, children, and an array of other important issues. I will also share with you my thoughts and experiences of being happily single and enjoying life unattached. Let's go. Hello, I am just putting out a bit of a shorter episode this week. I've been away for the weekend. It was bank holiday weekend here in the UK, this weekend just gone, and I went away with a girlfriend of mine. We went to the south of France, we went to Nice, and so I haven't had time to put a proper episode together, so I'm just doing a little report on Nice instead this week. So I am out with my two dogs. I am in the middle of nowhere listening to birdsong. I am sat on some lush, beautiful grass, and the dogs are just sort of... Oh, Goose has got his bum in the air at the moment. I don't know what he's doing. Goose! What are you doing? Oh, he's got the ball, I think. Oh, that's going to kick off something in a minute then. Hatter won't be very pleased about that. I'm out in the middle of nowhere. It's a lovely, lovely summery type day. I'm in my shorts, got my arms out, getting a bit of a tan, and yeah, it's just beautiful. And after travelling, I just really felt the need for some solitude today. It was lovely, lovely to go away, but I find all the people on the boats, the planes, the trams and trains and everything that I've been on, it's just like so, so overstimulating. And so it was nice to just come and sit in the middle of nowhere and just have some solitude and just listen to the sounds of nature. There's crows around, there's little birds tweeting in the trees. It's just so, so lovely. And there's also a little bit of a breeze. It's so nice. So yes, went away with my friend. We went to Nice, south of France, and it was gorgeous. We got there on Thursday afternoon, and we'd found a little Airbnb to rent, and it was really, really tiny, but it was nice and clean, and it was just perfect for a little bolt hole for us for a few days. And when we got there, we realized that we were in a sort of really nice buzzy part of the area. There was little restaurants and bakeries and florists and a little market, and there was bars all around us. So we went down, we had a really nice meal the first evening, and that was just around the corner from where we were staying. And my friend managed to, in French, tell the waiter that he had a nice bum, which he swiftly corrected her on that and said, I think she was trying to say thank you very much, but she managed to tell him he had a nice bum. So it's a good job he did correct her. Otherwise, she'd have probably gone around the whole of France telling everyone that he had a nice arse. So I'm glad he did. So that was a nice meal. Then the next day, we went for a little wander around. We went to have brunch at a particular place, but when we got there, it was absolutely packed out. So it was obviously a really, really good place. And we would have had to wait about an hour and a half to get a table. So we carried on wandering, ended up at a place along the seafront and watched the world go by while we sat and had a coffee and a croissant. And that was really lovely. Then we decided to, it was a beautiful day, and we decided to go and sit on the beach with a bottle of wine. We'd bought a bottle of wine the night before, and so we went and got that and our glasses and went and sat watching the turquoise waves down there. It's just, oh my gosh, it was so beautiful. And we managed to find as well a place to go for dinner that evening, which was also on the seafront. So that night we went and had a three-course meal, bottle of wine, another bottle of wine, and sat watching the waves lapping on the shore. It was just incredible, and the service and the food and everything was wonderful. The next day we went through to Monaco. We went on the train, and which was being like I said, being packed in like sardines on a train. It was like, oh gosh, it was a bit I'm not into all that stuff. I'm not a massive traveller, so I'm not into like packing myself into a very small place with lots and lots of human beings. But it was worth it when we got there. Wow, how beautiful is Monaco? And they were setting up for a Grand Prix, so we were watching a bit of that. And we managed to find the most incredible restaurant, which was really, really quiet when we got there, because we were probably there about 11:45. And I said to my friend, I said, let's go and book a table there, because I said, I reckon that's going to get busy. We were right in the middle of the marina. So we went and had a look around the super yachts, which was, wow, just incredible. And then we sat at this amazing table. We had probably the best view of the whole marina. We were watching everybody go past us. We were sat in the sun. And yeah, we had another bottle of wine, and we had cocktails, and we had some... Well, we had plenty of cocktails. We were there for 4 hours. So, and at the end, we got some complimentary limoncello shots. And my friend doesn't like them, so unfortunately, I ended up drinking two of those. And we were going to go and have a look around the rest of Monaco afterwards and go and see the casinos and everything. But I unfortunately couldn't really see much after our liquid lunch. So we didn't end up doing that, and so we ended up sort of going back on the track. Hello, what's going on? Why have you both arrived here all of a sudden? Something going on? And so yeah, so we went on, made our way back to the train and went back into Nice, where we found a bar round the corner from where we were staying, and they were doing happy hour. So we parked ourselves down there for another couple of hours. And yeah, the whole trip was just, it was just so relaxing. It's such a beautiful, beautiful place. And it was nice and friendly. There was just so much going on. And another thing, it was so clean. I just loved how clean the streets were and the beaches. You just don't see any rubbish over there. It was really, really quite something. But something that we both sort of noticed and we were talking about when we were sat on the beach, my friend is also single and she's child-free as well. She has never wanted children. And we both sat there on the first full day that we had when we were down on the beach with a bottle of wine, and we noticed there was quite a few children down on the beach, and we noticed one set of children in particular. And what we realized was what a different experience we were having to the parents who were with those children. I mean, the children sort of, the parents were obviously trying to relax on the beach, and the children, I would say I'm rubbish with children's ages. Maybe about sort of 3 and 9, something like that, but they could be 17 and 18. I don't know. I'm really rubbish with children's ages, but they were sort of up and down, running around. Hello, Goosey. Running around, you know, sort of obviously couldn't sit still. And the parents were up and down. And, you know, the kids kept going down to the sea. So the parents had to go into the sea and sort of try and retrieve them out of it. And yeah, we sat there and I said to my friend, I said, oh my God. I said, we're sat here with our bottle of wine looking out to on this just incredible view. And I said, we are sat here and we are both single and we don't have children. How incredible is that? And it made me think, like, this whole past year has just been this, just the most incredible journey for me. And it really, really made me realize all of those years that I spent sort of feeling, it's always been a really strange one with me and children, because I never wanted them, but I used to look at people who had children and sort of feel this sense of, It was like I couldn't understand why I didn't feel anything. I felt so removed from those situations, which I'm now thrilled to be removed from those situations. But I felt, I don't know, some form of, like, I just didn't understand what was, I felt like there was something wrong with me. But once, you know, everything that I've read, everything that I've seen, everyone I've talked to over the last year, I look at everything with just a completely different set of eyes now. And like I said, we were sat there watching these parents and watching what they were dealing with. And it wasn't just them. There was parents on the plane. There was parents getting stressed out on the tram. with buggies and screaming kids and things like that. There was there was some parents when we were in Monaco. Actually, those children were well behaved, but the parents had to keep getting up and sort of checking where they were, because they were sort of like they were sort of sat looking over one of the walls. And I said to my friend, I said they could so easily fall in there. And yeah, it just sort of makes you realise we're all sort of fed this idealised vision of what it's like to be a parent, and to, you know, you get married and you have children, it's all wonderful, and then you actually see this stuff. And I don't know, like I said, the more I've read, the more I've come across, the more I've learned about all of this, the more it has opened my eyes, and the more I'm so fascinated by it now. I literally look at people with their children, I think, oh my God. And because, you know, there's this vision that that we're sort of fed, that's what you should be doing. We should all be in this box and all doing the same thing. And yeah, in fact, that's absolutely fine if that's what you want to do. But when you actually see it, I mean, at the Monaco station, when we were waiting, well, no, not at the Monaco station, when we were waiting for the train to go to Monaco, this couple came up and they were obviously travellers, you know, they had like the rucksacks on, they were all like travel. But the guy had what I can only describe as like some kind of playpen attached to his back. It was like a rucksack with this netted bit in the middle for obviously a child to sit in. And the lady had the baby in her arms. And so they were obviously travelling with this child. And this massive thing that he had on his back. And I thought, oh my God, if he turns around and whacks someone, they're going to go into the middle of the track. And it's just, like I say, it's just really eye-opening. And there was, yeah, like I say, kids screaming on the plane. And I sat there looking out to sea and I thought, I am so grateful. And I said to my friend, I said, we don't have babies at home. We don't have toddlers, children, teenagers, young adults. You know, you've got all the, it never ends. It never ends. Once you're a parent, you are always a parent. And, you know, you've got mental health issues with children and teenagers, especially in today's world, which is just completely mental. And, you know, the fact that young adults, I don't know how many young adults are ever going to afford to move out with the economy and the rising price in absolutely everything. And we sat there and just said, we don't have any of that. And we haven't even got relationships. I mean, both of us have said that, you know, the freedom that we feel. I mean, my friend's divorced, so she's come out of a very long-term marriage. And she is very much embracing her freedom. She's enjoying herself. And we both said, you know, we're not even in like a, even if you're not in a bad relationship, I don't want to even be in a mediocre one where you're just sort of like bumbling along with someone and, oh, this is it. You just think, you know, if you are single and you don't have children and you feel anything like I used to feel, because obviously I know all of this and I now feel all of this because of somebody else's words. And I just wanted to say, just take a really, really good hard look at it all, because what we are led to believe and the reality of it all are worlds apart. They really are worlds apart. Of course, there are people who are happy out there. I always say that. Of course, there's people who are happy out there. But there are so many people just bumbling along in this situation in life. And from what I've seen, it's stressful. And yeah, I sat there having a moment to myself, looking out to sea, and I thought, I am so grateful for the freedom that I've got. I'm so grateful to be going home to my two dogs, a job that I enjoy, and my friend Vic, she enjoys her job as well. She's got a cat at home. And I said, we're not going back to any of that shit. We are going back and we're just going to, you know, look back on this as a lovely little break. And yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there, because, you know, a year or so ago, I would have sat there with a very, very different mindset. And I think that you need to look at it with a really realistic head and really, really realise what's going on. Anyway, I will be back next week. I'm going to take the dogs back because they are, I think they've had enough now. So I am going to walk back and I will be back in full flow next week with a proper episode. But I just wanted to put that out there as my thoughts and feelings, having been away and really experienced, or sort of really, it's really had time to sit and look around me and see what was going on in other people's lives. Right, I'm off. Toodle-pip!